They came in ships. They came in ships. From far across the seas, Britain colonizing the East and India, transporting her chains from Chota Nagpur to the Ganges Plain, westward came the Whitby, alike on the Hesperus, alike the island-bound Fatal Razak, wooden missions of young imperialist design, human victims of Her Majesty's victory. They came in fleets of ships. They came in droves like cattle, brown like cattle, eyes limpid like cattle. Some came with dreams of milk and honey riches. Others came fleeting famine and death. All alike they came, the dancing girls, Rajput's soldiers, tall and proud, escaping the penalty of their pride. The stolen wives, afraid and despondent, all alike, crossing dark waters, Brahmin and Chamar alike, they came, at least with hope in their heart. On the platter of the plantocracy, they were offered disease and death. I saw them dying at the street corners, alone and hungry they died, starving for the want of a crumb of British bread and the touch of a healing hand. Today I remember my forefathers' gaunt gaze. My mind's eyes sweep over my children of yesterday, my children of tomorrow, the piracy of innocence, the loss of light in their eyes. I stand between posterity's horizon and her history. I alone today am alive, seeing beyond, looking ahead. I do not forget the past that has molded the present. The present is a caterer for the future. I remember logies, barrack room rages, yards, my grandmother working in the field, honorable mention, Creole gang, child labor, second prize. I remember the lullaby. Can I forget how Enmore rose in arms for the children of Lenora? Remember one-third quote, coolie woman? Was her blood spilled so that I might reject my history? Forget tears and shadow patty leaves here at the edge of the horizons. I hear voices crying in the wind. Cuffy shouting, remember 1763. John Smith, at least, if I am man of God, let me join forces with black suffering. Akara, I too had a vision before I lost it. Ata, in the beginning, I was with struggle, and Devoy cried. I wrote the queen a letter, for the whimpering of the coolies and their logies would not let me rest. Beaumont, had the law been in my hand, and the cry of the coolies echoed across the land, they came in droves at the door of his office, beseeching him to ease the yoke off their burden, and the Crosby struck in rage against the planters in vain. He was stripped naked of his rights, and the cry of the coolies continued. The commissioners came, capital spectacles with British frames, consulting managers about the cost of immigration. They forgot the purpose of their coming. The commissioners left. $50 bounty remained. Dreams of cow and endless calves and endless reality in chains.